Well, brethren, here we are in day six of the Feast of Tabernacles for 2020. It doesn't seem possible with all the planning we've done all these months and everything going back and forth with this virus that we're dealing with. It took us many months to plan for the feast. Soon we'll be facing six long months of winter and darkness and cold. But, you know, we don't have to worry about that because we can use that time to apply ourselves so that we can produce valuable fruit during this time. So I'd like to address you as good morning students. Do you feel like students, you know, going through school? You know, whether we realize it or not, from the very beginning of when we were baptized, we became students when we were baptized and received the Holy Spirit. And we are, so to speak, in a one-room country schoolhouse. How many of you remember those or even were in one? A few. So in this one-room schoolhouse, there are various grades. So we're at various grade levels of when we were called. And we're preparing to become teachers of the kingdom that God knows we can become. And he does know that we can become those teachers. So if you want a title, I like titles. My title is Students Today, Teachers Tomorrow. So what have we learned at the feast in this class of 2020 that we will help to become better students and learn to be more loving and kind toward our brethren as God loves us? Have we served in some capacity to make the feast a delight for others and not expecting anything in return? That's rare. What about our local congregations? Do we serve with the talents that God has given us, blessed us with? Have we made some sacrifice to help set up or take down the hall back home? Are we willing to take the time to serve in some capacity at church so the same few don't have to be serving all the time? Our calling, brethren, is about serving. Have we learned to be merciful and forgiving when we're offended by others? It's not easy to admit that we're wrong, especially us guys. Just ask my wife, Pam. Jesus Christ went so far as to forgive others, even when he was being beaten and crucified. And Stephen asked God to forgive those who were stoning him to death. Will we possess this same attitude of forgiveness? Will we have developed strong character should the time come when we are in prison or tortured or even killed? I've asked myself this question 100 times. These are hard questions. They're not easy. They're very hard questions because they go against our human nature. Our spirit may be willing, but our flesh is indeed very weak. I think we need to be confronted with those choices before we can truly know whether we're going to make it as far as like going through these severe trials. But if we're going to be in the kingdom, we have to learn to follow Christ's example. For our first scripture, please open your textbooks, the Bible, to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, and we'll begin reading in verse 11, and all these are from the New King James Version. Now when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say. Verse 12. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. And for a very good example of this, let's turn to Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7. We'll begin reading in verse 52. And we're breaking into a thought here when Stephen was addressing the council that had brought him up against charges. So Acts chapter 7, verse 52. Name one prophet your ancestors didn't persecute. They even killed the ones who predicted the coming of the righteous one, the Messiah whom you betrayed and murdered. Verse 54. The Jewish leaders were infuriated by Stephen's accusations, and they shook their fists at him in rage. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God, and he saw Jesus standing in the place of honor at God's right hand, and said, "Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. You know, brethren, if we remain close to God and full of the Holy Spirit, we will not have to be concerned about what we're going to say or how we're going to respond to the charges that are brought up against us. Do we love God with our whole being, and do we love our neighbor as well? Christ said that on these two commandments hang on the law and the prophets. He said all the law, not some of it. He further stated that everyone is our neighbor in the parable of the Good Samaritan. He makes us accountable for our brothers and sisters. The world today is recorded in a poem by an unknown author. And it states, the title of the poem is "The Cold Within." Six humans trapped by happenstance in bleak and bitter cold. Each one possessed a stick of wood, or so the story's told. Their dying fire in need of logs, the first man held his back. For of the faces round the fire, he noticed one was black. The next man looking across the way saw one not of his church and couldn't bring himself to give the fire his stick of birch. The third one sat in tattered clothes. He gave his coat a hitch. Why should his log be put to use to warm the idle rich? The rich man just sat back and thought of the wealth he had in store and how to keep what he had earned from the lazy, shiftless poor. The black man's face bespoke revenge as the fire passed from his sight, for all he saw in his stick of wood was a chance to spite the white. The last man of this forlorn group did naught except for gain. Giving only to those who gave was how he played the game. Their logs held tight in death's still hands was proof of human sin. They didn't die from the cold without. They died from the cold within. So in conclusion, time is short, brethren. The school bell has rung, and this is one education that we cannot afford to approach half-heartedly. We cannot be skipping classes on the Sabbath. We cannot be skipping classes at the feast. Bob Fay, the former pastor of the Chicago Church, who is now awaiting the resurrection, stated in many of his messages that God is not going to call in the students until the teachers are ready. Are we ready? It's vital that we are ready. Our training consists of overcoming our human nature. Our training consists of learning to serve others. Our training is for serving others. This training consists of developing holy, righteous character through the trials that God helps us to grow by and strengthen us. So final scripture, please turn to Colossians chapter 3. While you're turning there, I'd like to thank the people that have made donations here at the feast. Some have made bookmarks, some made over 60 corsages. Thank you very much. And one gentleman even volunteered to take people to breakfast if they didn't have a means of transportation. And there were so many others. I'm sure I'm leaving some of you out. But I want to thank you for making the feast for others a very welcome and warm feast here. So, Colossians chapter 3, we're going to be reading verses 12 through 17, which, in my opinion, is a very strong set of scriptures that shows us exactly what we need to do, be learning as students to become the teachers of tomorrow. Beginning in verse 12, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another. Even as Christ forgave you, you also must do." Verse 14, "But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection." Repeating, "But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were called in one body, and be thankful." Verse 16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." And finally, verse 17, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Brethren, our job is to serve, and we students must prepare now, today. We must prepare now, today. We can't wait. We can't procrastinate. We must prepare today to become the teachers at Jesus Christ's return. Hope all of you are having a wonderful feast.